Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, everybody. Praise God, praise God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry here. I had my phone on mute as I was preparing the studio and whatever else. And all things that I've said, they were just out into the air. But they were honest words. They were truthful words. There were words of encouragement for some, and to others, it was just words. But the words were from God, and we will not be denied because of, as I was speaking, because of the war and between Israel and the Hamas in Palestine, and war in Ukraine and Russia. Then there are other wars. There's war in Haiti. There is a war in Europe. There's a war in, so many places. People are suffering, but they are going through because they have nothing else to look forward to, no hope, nothing. But God's grace is sufficient. As I had mentioned at first, I mentioned about pain and suffering. And I was trying to tie it into God's word. And I had scripture there. The first one was James, the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2. And what I was going to do with that is I had commentary from the website that I use kind of frequently, and it's out of the website of Got Questions, okay? And the thought was this: pain and suffering. I'm suffering from a pinched nerve. It's painful. But I have to go on, and I have to do what I have to do. I can't sit down and wait for that to go away or challenge it to go away now, or else so I'm going to do this, do that. No, it doesn't work like that. Now, James, I read from the first verse up to, I think it was the sixth verse. No, I read it up to, I've read it up to verse 9, the book of James, verses 1 through 9, okay? And this was about basically pain and suffering. There's a lot of that going on. People, they don't want to endure. Sometimes it seems they can't endure, but God, he makes a way for us all to go through. I may be able to deal with a little more than the next person in line, but we still have to endure. Now, the book of James, chapter 1, I'm bringing out the King James Holy Bible, chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to start at verse 2. We'll leave verse 1 there. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, redeemed again. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The brother of low degree rejoices in that he is exalted. So in other words, we need to be humble. All of us need to be humble, and in a humble state, that means we can be exalted, or we can rise up from where we're at. And as I had mentioned a little earlier about the pain and suffering, this is Paul, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is perfect, power is perfected in weakness. In other words, I won't remove this from you. You're just going to have to deal with it. And a lot of people, they don't want to do that. They want to have it easy. They want to be laid back and somebody to serve them, for them not to have to go through anything. But we all have to go through something, sometime, or some way or another. And once we go through, it's like a reward. We have relief. But we need to go through praising God. Praising God. Because he allows this in order to strengthen us. Not because I've been bad or I didn't do the right thing or I told a little white lie. No, it's not about that. We're all. Everyone in the world has to go through something, no matter what it is. And God, he knows how much we can take. He knows. And it's not that my arm is killing me, because if my arm were killing me, I would be dead right about now. You know, and that's not how we should look at things. Not at all. But that, Lord, help me to deal accordingly with this pain. Help me to go through, you know. Help me not to want to, help me not to give up. Help me to deal accordingly. And by asking and praising God and putting the worship of him first over this pain and suffering that we have, is there for us. Whether we realize it or not, he is there for us, and he helps us to go through. And it's not that he's going to help us go through when we are ready for it, you know, or I'm just waiting on God to come on with this healing, or come on and set us free. No. It could be years. We don't know. It could be tomorrow. But we worship and praise him first, because he, as I said earlier, it's him that has made us and not we ourselves. We didn't make ourselves. And we all have flaws that we have to deal with. But to get rid of those flaws and to go through something means we're getting closer to God. Closer to God. Okay. Now, I had, of course, I had made a mistake earlier, and I was corrected. And I just turned the mics on. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Good evening, sis.
Good evening.
Sorry about that. I was so obsessed with getting the program started, and I'm just running my mouth in here. 15 minutes have passed, and my phone is on mute. Yeah, but But to God be the glory.
Okay.
We're all still here. And
amen.
Yes. And it's all about doing the work that he has for us to do. You know, if you call in or not, it's okay. I'm not looking for callers. I'm looking to put out what God gives me to put out. You know, it's about the next person in line. And that's why I mentioned, since I'm going through some pain here, I'm trying to deal with it in certain ways. Other people are having it worse than me. They are really suffering. They have lost home and material things, clothing, everything. They have lost it all. Lost it all. And the only, one that is God, our Creator. God, our Creator, to protect and to serve them who are without.
Yeah.
And he'll I've been to so many doctors, you know, I still got pain, you know, but I've been to so many doctors, and it seems like where I have an opportunity to get to a doctor or somebody, it seems they would have given me something for pain. But no, they gave me something to drag me along, you know. So I need that to get more pills that aren't going to stop the pain. But they're the people that are caught up in these wars over there, Israel and the Hamas, which are Palestine, the Ukraine and Russia, just look at it, you know. They're not involved in none of it. They're just residents of the country. They live there, and they're getting in this thing because of two factions don't like each other. One want to take over the other, and the other doesn't want them to take them over. But people are getting caught up, and they're losing stuff. Losing.
Yes.
So we need to pray for them, y'all.
That's
right. We need to pray for them. No matter how hard or how bad it looks for us, we need to pray God will intervene. Now, of course, God, he knows how long this so-called war is going to last. But we pray for the people. The people, they need food, water, shelter.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, yes. And we know that it's cold over there right about now. It's
normal.
Pretty sure the air was real chilled down. You know. But we as a in this country, we need to acknowledge God for who he is. We don't have to involve ourselves in any of that that's going on across the world. God is providing for us no matter what we're going through. We need to pray for these peoples, pray for their safety, pray that they'll pray to God. As we pray for them, they'll pray to God for help.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Because we can't do it all. And God, he allows so much to go on in the world. So much. Yes, Lord. South America, the people, Argentina, I think it's Argentina or Brazil. Brazil's a city. I'm not sure, but the people are like prisoners in their own country.
Yes,
they're like prisoners in their own country. The military and the government, they are just taken away from the people. So the people really don't have anything. They don't have anything to say. They'll get locked up, you know. If they try to overthrow, they'll get killed, you know. As a show to the other people, the rest of the population. But God, we know God deceives, and we know that God, he will intervene when that time is right. But we all have to go through something. We do. We might not make it, but we do. We do have to. And if we try not to, things would be worse on us. like Jonah. We listened to a preacher the day he preached about Jonah. God told Jonah, go one way. Jonah, he got upset. He said, no, I'm not going. Mm-hmm. I'm going my own way. So he got on the ship going different direction. And
yes, Lord. Yes,
this terrible storm came up. And where is he at? He's sleeping.
Jesus.
And this fellow shipmates were throwing things over into the ocean that the violent ocean to make the ship lighter so they wouldn't sink. Yeah. They realized that he was downstairs sleeping. So they woke him up and they asked him, why don't you pray to your God to do something about this storm? We don't want to be drowned or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And he told them, he said, it's me. Throw me overboard.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did, the storm ceased. Calm seas. They didn't have to worry about anything. They had thrown all the belongings over into the ocean, and they had gotten rid of Jonah. And
got rid of the problem.
That's right. They got rid of the problem, and things became, what we can say, normal. Normal is without without the trouble, without problems, without incidents, without a whole lot of red lights and sirens, and without a whole lot of weapons being fired and people being killed. And to a certain thing of normal. You know, to me, normal happened in the Garden of Eden. That was normal because there was no sin. No sin until. And then sin, it just grew and grew and grew and got worse and worse. And look where we're, you know. Look, where people are suffering for no reason at all. No reason.
Lord Jesus.
No. But my eyes on the Lord, no matter what we're going through, we can make it with him. We can.
That's right.
We can make it.
That's right, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let me read this scripture. I read it earlier, but I'm so sorry that my phone was on mute. This is still from Got Question website.
Okay.
Beg your pardon?
That is okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. This is, I believe this is 2 Corinthians 12. Around the ninth chapter, possibly. Yeah. Okay. Also provides one an opportunity to experience the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Consider what Paul said, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you.
Yes, oh yes.
For power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
Amen.
Now, Paul was speaking, he was speaking about a thorn in his flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And that thorn in his flesh, it was really bothering him. It was putting through some changes. But it seemed to have been painful for him, very painful. And they asked the Lord, three different times, to take that away. And the last time he said, my grace is sufficient for you. So God's grace, it helps us to endure. It helps us to go through things, you know. And God will give his children the grace they need to bear pain. And we can't say that, man, I probably would have died. All that happened to those people. We just don't know. We don't know. But God gave them grace to go through. That's why they're still here. and they are suffering. They are suffering. We don't know why. We don't. And God, He knows all things. It's just, mm-hmm. we just need to pray for them, text them, and take them through that they'll be able to get food and water and be protected from the weapons that are killing so many and buildings, no place to live. The hospitals mm-hmm. are being bombarded. And the people, they, it, like I said earlier, snow on the ground, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Snow on the ground, yes. And that reminds me real quick, when I was out there in crack cocaine addiction, it didn't matter what the weather was, I was still in the street trying to get that drug, you know? And snow's on the ground, living in an empty building, had windows out, sleeping, just like it was home, you know? But by the grace of God, He gave me opportunity after so long that I was able to get myself together, you know? Yeah, get myself together and come on in. And He provided for me, it's like, my God, these comforts that I'm looking over by searching for something else, these comforts are, you know, they're like, my goodness, they're almost like the best thing that you can ever have, you know, because I was missing them. I didn't have simple comfort. And when I did have some simple comfort, I just humbled myself down to nothing, you know, and just truly gave God the praise. Had it not been for Him, I would have been stuck somewhere, stuck. My mind all messed up, you know. But He let me, He allowed me this time that I have right now. He did. He definitely allowed me enough for this right here. And then also, by Christ dying on the cross, Christ, He died for sins once and for all, the just for the unjust, so that He might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. That was 1 Peter 3. You know, there is relief. There is relief. If we need it and it's bad enough, we can just read through the scriptures. That will help us to overcome. The word of God will help us to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there have been many times when I needed some relief or something to, well, some relief. Yeah, I just needed something, some help from somewhere. And, of course, the Spirit sent me to the Word. So when I open up and I just open right up to where I need to be. And that scripture right there, it gives me relief. It soothes me, you know. Like a mother would cradle her baby when it's crying and stuff, you know, that would ease the pain from whatever was going on with the baby. But the word helps to ease not only the pain, it helps to ease my mind. So why am I thinking this pain, you know? Why am I thinking on this pain and suffering? That's only normal. In this world anymore, pain and suffering is normal. And it's that I have to go through. I have to get to the other side.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that, I have to go through. No matter what it is, I have to go through. If I need to get my feet wet, I just get my feet wet. You know? Hey, if my clothes get ripped or torn, I just have to go through that because I have something else to replace it.
Praise God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, we must go through. And we know that on this journey, suffering way, because that if we suffer, we are reign with Jesus Christ. And even with Paul, looking in the Word in the 39th chapter, when he told Ananias to Paul, it says in the 9th chapter, the 15th verse, it says, when he told Ananias to go, he said, but the Lord said unto him, he's talking to Ananias, go thy way, for it is a, he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. The 16th verse is, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake, because I have persecuted God's people. And Paul was going to have to suffer for those things that he had done. And so, see, we're going to have to suffer them too if we're going to reign with Christ Jesus. And just like you were talking about self-pensioner, I'm still going through some muscle in my neck. But you know what? I'm trusting God, even though I have the pain, I'm claiming my healing. And so I'm each God for my healing, even though the pain is there. I'm believing what God's word says in Psalms 103. He has forgiven me of my iniquities. He's healed me of all. He's healed me for all my diseases. And I choose to believe God's word instead of just keeping my mind on what I feel. I'm believing God's word, because God's word is alive and is true. And even though the pain is there, proclaiming God's word and going on with the Lord, because we can't go on what we feel and what we see. We have to look beyond that, believe what God's word says, and each day on God's word and believe in what His word says. Just like I wasn't there when they healed Jesus. I wasn't there when they hung the cross. But I wasn't there when he was the dead, but I believe it down on the inside. Therefore, today I am saved, I am sanctified, and I am filled up with his Holy Ghost and power. So therefore, I believe what the Word of God says. So therefore, I claim my healing, even though I still feel the pain. So praise God, this is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. Every day I go, I rise up, I'm still claiming my salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. The goals of Satan make them, you ain't saved. But I have to tell him, you get behind me. You are lying. I plead the blood of Jesus against you, because I am a child of God. I know what he's done for me. Praise God. You have to know this without a doubt in your mind. Now, faith is the substance of things for, evidence of things not seen. And we have to believe this thing. That on the inside, like that song that I sang, something on the inside working on the outside, brought about a change in my life. If you don't believe, how are you going to convince someone else to believe? You have to believe this thing for yourself. Praise God. Yes. So we just have to believe, that take God's word, face value, and believe it, and trust him for ourselves. This is a no-so salvation. This is a no-so salvation. Praise God. Because God is alive. He's not dead. He's alive. Why? Because his spirit dwells on the inside of me. Praise God. Thank him for that. I thank him for living on the inside of me. Praise the Lord. So even though we may have pain and all that, we still can praise God, because we are alive. We're alive in Christ. Praise the Lord. So we have something to praise him for. We're alive him today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, let me read this real quick. This is still on Got Questions, the website. Okay, all right. Although pain is not pleasant, we should thank God for it, because it alerts us that something is wrong in our body. Also, it causes us to reflect on the awful consequence of sin and be extremely thankful to God for making a way for us to be saved. When one is in pain,
it is an excellent time to realize that Jesus endured excruciating emotional and physical pain on our behalf.
There
is no pain that could approach the horrific events of Jesus' crucifixion. And he suffered that pain willingly to redeem us and glorify his Father. So we can't just hang out and say, well, man, this pain, that pain. And, oh, man, I really had a bad night. I couldn't sleep because of this pain, that pain. You know, it's nothing compared to what Jesus Christ went through on that cross. Nothing compares to that in our lives. Nothing. Because he suffered it all for us. And once we get over and go through, we can look back and say, well, thank God. I am glad that's over. You know, truly thankful for God. Truly.
Yes.
And that scripture that you, real quick, that scripture you were trying to remember, Psalm 103, one of my favorites, 1-6, verses 1-6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. So he made a way for us already, because sin deals with pain and suffering. But God's grace and mercy, it deals with freedom. We're set at liberty from all that stuff. But, of course, our bodies weren't made to take everything that's out there. So if we go through something, thank God we can go through it knowing that he's with us. Because the word tells us he doesn't allow anything to come on us that we can't bear. Whatever I can stand, you might not be able to take it. But
that's
you
right.
Might be able to take it, and then I might not be able to bear it, you know.
Right.
But God knows. Right. God knows what we can take now.
What we
he
can
knows
bear.
What we can take. Yeah, he knows. He knows. And it's not that we ask for it, but that God, let me say it like this. God, he knows that sometimes we need a little of this, we need a little of that in our lives. Sort of like to keep us, you know, to see if this is truly willing and ready to suffer a little bit, you know, for the kingdom. You know,
and
he's
a just God.
Yeah.
He knows what we can take. A lot of times it's us. We just don't want to, and we give up.
Right.
But he's not going to put more than we can bear on us. He's a just God. And if he comes our way, he knows we're able to take it.
If Job wasn't able to go through what came
Job's way, he would have not allowed that to come his way. But he knew what was in Job. That's why Job was able to go through.
That's right. Mm. Yes. And he went through not complaining. He went through, willingly. He went through willingly.
He did. He suffered. But he endured. He endured it.
Yeah. Because I thought the other night, I can't remember what night it was. I thought one night, I said, well, my goodness, if I had me a joint of weed, I smoked that weed to take away this pain, you know? I just told myself that was the enemy. That was the enemy, yeah, because the pain,
it seemed to be so great,
you know? No, that wasn't my thought. And then, coming home from work, I think it was Wednesday evening, there was this work truck in front of me. And, oh, my God, they just had the weed. I know what it smells like now. and they just had the weed burning, you know, in that truck. And I said, I passed them. You know, I wasn't that far from home, but I said, I cannot sit ride behind this truck. And I know they smoking weed in that truck. So I had to pass them and keep it moving. And it could have been from that particular instance that dream came on
probably
me.
Probably was.
It's possible.
So Satan,
but I said,
he knows your weakness from the past. He knows stuff from the past.
Yes.
And he's going to come. He'll come at you with something that you used to do. He's not going to tempt you with something that you don't care about. He'll tempt you with something that you may used to do. Now,
that's
what he's cunning, what he'll come at you.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you have to know the works of the enemy.
Yes.
In order to resist it. So he's going to come at you with something that you may have used to do and present it to you. That's the way he is.
Mm-hmm. And he's slick with it. He eases it.
He talked to her and she began to look at the fruit and looking at it. It was something to look at, something to make one wise, something to do this, that, and then she would get to eat of it.
He's
going to present something to you that'll get your attention now.
That's what he comes.
That's why we have to know the tactics of Satan.
So he's
cunning, and we have to know him. You know, that's why we need to know God's voice, and if it's, we have to know His word, because if we don't know God's word, we can get tricked by Satan. Because Satan knows God's word, he'll throw a little truth in there to trick you. But we need to know God's word, and we need to know His voice. So Satan is tricky. But if you don't know his word, you can get tripped up.
Yes, you can.
You have to know his word.
Yes, you can. Praise God. Praise God. Miss Margaret.
Okay.
Hey, we haven't heard from you. Is everything going well with you?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. I'm in the word. I'm so sorry. I was listening.
Okay.
And I heard y'all talking.
No.
I wanted to read those words. That the devil is a spicy little devil. He tries to maneuver around in and everything. And he gets the people in front of you smoking their weed because he knew that that was a trigger. And so and he'll put pain in your body. Thank you. Do not trust my Lord. He'll do all kinds of stuff just to teach you not to obey, my Lord. But we have to obey. We have to submit. We have to trust. We have to love. We cannot falter.
Yeah.
We cannot pray. We cannot give in. We cannot give up.
Nope.
We have to continue the fight.
That's right.
If I were to stay behind that truck, I knew it was weed that was smoking. And if I would have stayed behind that truck long enough, I would have been taking in deep breaths, you know. Saying, man, that weed. Oh, now, I know weed from back in the day. I know weed now. It'll help take the pain away. So if I stay back here long enough, I follow this truck all the way home, you know. I said, no, I don't have time for none of that. I'm on my way home. They are blocking the way. So I took advantage of an opportunity that I had to get from behind.
A way out.
Yes, God made a way out, And I was the only one to pass that truck. Everybody else that was behind me kept failing that truck. And I said, well, thank God for making a way that I can get up out of there, you know. Yeah, because I would come home. He made the way because it wasn't that much passing space, but it was passing space.
Praise God.
You know, we need to find.
The thing about it is when you want to do right, God will help you to do the right thing. But if you want to do wrong, saving or helping you to do wrong. So we have to want to do right. We have to want to do right.
And you know, also, it could have been a test. It could have been a test for the Lord saying that, okay, let me see what he's going to do. And then when you pass him, he's like, he passed.
See? So sometimes we are.
Sometimes
we test it. That's right. Right, too.
You didn't stay around, you didn't linger.
So you passed it.
Thank God.
Yeah. God knows.
To God be the glory. He knows all things. God. He knows all things.
He does.
Yeah, because
the
car was driving. It was a little warm. The car was driving. No air conditioning. And I had, of course, I had the windows down. Now, if I were driving a car with air conditioning, the windows would have been up. And there wouldn't have been no air coming from outside, you know, the inside car, you know. But God, it was like almost planned, not for my benefit, but planned to see what I would do. To see if I come this far to fall. That's what it's all about. Come this far to fall, you know. But I thank God. I thank God. Yeah.
He always works it out.
Yes, he does. Yeah. And most times we don't even see it. Most times we don't even see him working it out or know he's working it out until later on, and we can look back and say, well, gee, the Lord, he allowed that. He did that. He made that happen, you know.
He got him.
And we go ahead.
God has a way.
Go ahead. And we're supposed to glorify God too when we realize
that's right.
Glorify Him. He gets the glory, not me, but He got
it
the glory.
He gets
allow
the glory.
Me to pass up and keep moving, and not get caught up.
Praise God! Yes. Praise God!
Yeah, He gets
Thank
the glory.
God.
Yes,
He gets the glory.
Praise God. That's the premise of our lives. We have to always give Him the glory. For the little things, for the big things, for the things you don't know about, you still give Him glory. Thank you because I don't know about what you're doing, but thank you anyway. Thank you for the known and unknown.
Always give
Him
glory.
That's our prayer every day. Thank you for the known and the unknown.
That's right.
And it's not the big thing.
And it's not that we pray him to
do the big things in our lives.
All the glory.
We praise him for the little stuff.
All the glory.
The small stuff. Small stuff is better than the big stuff.
All the glory.
I can praise him for not letting that storm come through here because it tore up a lot of trailers or whatever over that way. I can praise him for the storm not coming through here, you know, and say, thank God we were protected by him.
Yes, Lord. He's so good.
But again, let us not forget these people that are going through.
Yes.
In the world.
Amen.
Not that I'm going to speak anything bad on anyone, but our time is coming. The time for this country, because no big turmoil or incidents have spurned themselves out. But there have been individuals going around shooting people down. You know, that's worse even than a war, because you don't know where this guy is, you know, and kids shooting kids, you know, and your sexuality in the world, we just don't know. We don't know.
We don't.
We don't.
Keep praying.
We keep praying.
That's right. Keep prayer going for everybody.
Praying for Bishop, the Brandt family, and his son Rob, Robin.
Robin. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Keep praying for Rob. Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
also,
Lord.
And also for our neighbor on either side, because the word of God, it does know that there could be, it could be to where as our neighbor don't live in next to us. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
But we thank God for our neighbors on both sides because we can live peaceably with them. You know?
And the truth.
And that is a good thing.
True. That's the truth.
Thing. Yeah. And even with Miss Mark, with her neighbor.
Yeah.
One on the side. You know, one could be loud and obnoxious, and the other could be doing cursing people out and carrying on. It just takes away from your peace.
Thank
God. Yes, we thank God. Yes. Now, thank you for being good to me. I had a doctor's appointment today, and it appeared. Even thought to myself, I said, well, here I go, feeling okay right now before I get to the doc. Then when I get home, I'm torn up like they just beat me down. And it's like, just what is it, you know? What is it?
That's when you go to therapy.
Yeah, therapy, yeah.
Therapy works on you.
Yeah.
It works.
But to God be the glory.
God be the glory.
Anoint myself and keep it moving because it's not about me.
In the Lord.
It's about, me next
week. Yes, Lord.
Next week. Okay, we come up with about 60 seconds.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Sister Margaret, close with that.
Okay.
Pray.
Jesus, glorious, my Father. Thank you so much for letting us abide together tonight. Thank you for gathering us together. Thank you for the subject. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the communication. Thank you because you've been so glorious. You are so glorious. You are so good. You are so kind. Thank you because you've been right here with us. Thank you because the man I've been for you, this could I be. Thank you for enabling it to be. Thank you for touching, for healing, for serving. For all the sick, the shut-in, the disabled, the pain, the suffering, the test, and the trial. Lord, I have to thank you to help us to get through it. Yes, I pray in the mighty, holy, gracious name of your holy, righteous, glorious Son, my Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, praise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Shalom.
Praise God. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Good night. Yes, Lord.
Have a good